Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Probably the most popular kinds of fish in this area are bass, white perch, or crappie, brim, and catfish. They are well known because they are fun to catch and good to eat. However, in terms of biological diversity, this group falls at the bottom rung of the aquatic ladder. In Louisiana, there are only two species of black bass, two species of crappie, six species of catfish, and nine species of brim-like sunfish. Another group, almost completely unknown even to avid fishermen, swims our rivers and creeks with dramatic diversity of form, color, and species. Collectively, they are called darters. Darters are the second largest family of North American fishes. Only minnows have more species. They are found only in North America and only in fresh water. Some are widespread and others are restricted to single streams, leaving them vulnerable to extinction. 20 species of darters have been found in Louisiana, and 14 of these live in our area. Rarely longer than 3 inches, most inhabit clean streams with sand or gravel bottoms in the Washita River drainage. Bedecked in vivid greens, blues, reds, and oranges, their spectacular colors never fail to amaze first-time viewers. That such gaudy creatures could exist in our midst almost unknown is always surprising. Even their names reflect the diversity. Rainbow darter, harlequin darter, cypress darter, blunt-nosed darter, gold-striped darter, speckled darter, redfin darter, and banded darter. Animals such as darters often elicit the disturbing question, so what good are these critters anyway? You're not likely to hear about the first invitational Caney Lake Darter Tournament anytime soon, and don't bother looking in the Yellow Pages for restaurants like Darter King or Darter Cabin if you want a mess of fried fish. Consider the thoughts of Aldo Leopold, who articulated for the first time the idea that all parts of an ecosystem play important roles, even if we don't recognize those roles yet, and that no organism should be removed from an ecosystem. The first rule of tinkering, he wrote, is to keep all the parts. In North Louisiana, darters are a diverse group of parts.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.